Microsoft shareholders have voted with their feet after the company announced a $7 billion deal to buy the handset division of Nokia. $11 billion wiped from softy market value. Oh, I shed a tear for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And, of course, Steve Ballmer's own portfolio shares closing 4.5% down. Analysts doubting that Microsoft has what it takes to become a serious player in the smartphone space. Meantime, Nokia shareholders on the flip side were elated. I mean, dealing on seventh heaven, U.S. stock rocketing almost 30%. Ed Snyder, Managing Director at Charter Equity Research. He has holdings in Nokia, none in Microsoft. Joins us from Colorado Springs. Ed, good evening to you. Thanks for joining Andy and myself. I mean, you know, Ballmer talks the talk, and he shouts from, you know, the heavens about how great these deals are. But in the case of Microsoft and deals gone sour, you know, been there, done that. Did you get my drift?
Yeah, well, the list is long and distinguished, and I think this is just the latest. It will be logged as the latest and one of the largest mistakes he's made.
How? What's the logic behind it? I mean, is there a bat's chance in hell that you putting Microsoft and Nokia, two has-beens together, two wrongs, can equal the right?
Well, there is a chance, but it's exceedingly slim. The logic here is that they're tired of looking at Apple's taillights, and so they want to make some bold move to try and yet again kickstart their efforts in mobile. But Microsoft has an abysmal track record in this space. Even their partner OEMs like Samsung and LG have given up on them, especially when they announced their partnership with Nokia. And it was really basically buy Nokia or get out completely, and they should have probably just got out completely.
Ed, Andy shares with me, our guest host for the show. You've met during the break. He's rather amused by the Nokia-Microsoft deal, right, Andy?
Yeah. Now, Ed, the logic, if it works, is the Steve Jobs' idea that the software hardware should go together, then you might have a better chance. Do you think that there is a realistic chance for them?
Well, I mean, Apple proved that's true, but you notice that it has to be done by the same company, and that's a very difficult hurdle anymore. In fact, Apple succeeded here because they control the entire ecosystem. In fact, they were draconian about it. So, very hush-hush, very tightly controlled. Every effort since then, RIM, Nokia, Microsoft, even Samsung to some extent, has more of a difficult problem beating Apple in this game. Microsoft is definitely in no position to do this. Their operating system before Nokia was a loser, and they pretty much had given up on it. So with Nokia, whose brand and phones are dropping like a rock, you're not going to see any uptick from the combination of these two. So I don't think it's a good bet.
Ed, I kind of wonder if Ballmer actually thought this through, and you know, the impact and the relationships with other companies. They had something, or they have something going with Lenovo. The Chinese major, which is making a lot of waves in PCs and smartphones, and they were, they adopted the Windows systems and wanted to work with Microsoft. I mean, if I was Lenovo, I'd look at this and I'd go, "What? Excuse me? What are you doing? I thought we had a deal here. I thought you had my back."
Well, I mean, that's true, and if there were any misgivings, they're just going to be amplified. And Lenovo will probably quit. If you're Ballmer and you're about to retire and you have all this offshore cash, and Nokia is basically saying, "Hey, look, we're going to Android, or we got to quit because this isn't happening." You're kind of faced with, do or die situation. So it's a crowning achievement, or in his mind anyway, before he leaves, he hooks Microsoft up with a hardware and an IP play that he thinks can maybe play out. You're absolutely right. Any partners they had before, whether they were OS or hardware partners, are gone, and now they're going to have to make a go for it. They're going to have to make a go for it in a division that was failing, run by a company who knew handsets. So I don't see many scenarios where this plays out at all well.
Okay. Gentlemen, I only have 50 seconds left, so quick one, Andy, to Ed.
What about the overall market? Do you think that the smartphone market will continue to grow?
Yeah, it's slowing. It's definitely slowing, which is another Achilles heel for this transaction. If you're getting in the business, you don't want to do it when the market's starting to slow down here. So, yeah, the deck's stacked against them. You'll see some growth, but most of that's going to Samsung and Apple.
Okay, Ed, great catching up with you, okay? No lack of skeptics for
yep.
You, Steve Ballmer. Are you listening? Ed Snyder.